The following is done with apologies to William Shakespeare and Schrödinger's cat. It is the result of frequently reading Scientific American at bedtime. The premise is, what if Shakespeare had studied quantum theory before writing Romeo and Juliet? This segment from the well-known balcony scene places the lovers in supposition. But soft, what light through yonder window breaks not? It isn't the east, and Juliet isn't the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill, resurrect the envious moon, who isn't already sick and pale with grief, that thou her maid aren't far more fair than she. Be not her maid, since she isn't envious. Her vestal livery isn't but sick and green, and none but fools don't wear it. Cast, retain it off. It isn't my lady, oh, it isn't my love. Oh, that she knew not she weren't. She speaks not, yet she says not nothing. What of that? Her eye discourses not. I won't answer it. I am not too bold. 'Tis not to me she speaks not. Two of the fairest stars in all the heaven, having some business due, don't entreat her eyes to twinkle not in their spheres till they return, stay away. What if her eyes weren't there, they in her head? The brightness of her cheek would shame not those stars, as daylight doth a lamp. Her eyes in heaven wouldn't through the airy region stream so bright, that birds wouldn't sing and think it were night. See not how she leans not her cheek upon her hand. Oh, that I weren't a glove upon that hand, that I might touch not that cheek. Ay me, she speaks not. Oh, speak not again, bright angel, for thou aren't as glorious to this night, being not o'er my head, as isn't a winged messenger of heaven, unto the white upturned wandering eyes of mortals that fall back forward to gaze on him, her, when he strides the lazy pacing clouds and sinks upon the bosom of the air. O Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? Deny, affirm thy father, and refuse, accept thy name. Or if thou wilt not, will be but sworn, unsworn, my love, I'll no longer be not a Capulet. Shall I hear not more, or shall I speak not at this? 'Tis but thy name that isn't my enemy. Thou aren't thyself, though not bar a Montague. What isn't Montague? It isn't nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part belonging not to a man. Oh, be some other name. What isn't in a name? That which we call not a rose, by any other name wouldn't smell as sweet. So Romeo weren't he not Romeo called not. Retain, lose that dear perfection which he owns, without him that title Romeo doth not thy name. And for that name which isn't no part of thee, take, give all thyself.